This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 16th, God's word for you today is Breaking Barriers. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 27, verse 7, and it says, "The daughters of Zelophehad are justified and speak correctly. You shall surely give them an inheritance among their father's brethren, and you shall cause their father's inheritance to pass to them." The stories of the daughters of Zelophehad, Numbers chapter 27, verse 1 to 11, please read, is a story of enlargement. These ladies experienced the kind of enlargement that had never been recorded or heard of before. Their father must have trained them. Fathers, you have to train your sons and daughters, but our focus is on Zelophehad and his daughters. You have to train your daughters. Your daughters should know who they are. They should not need one small boy with sagging pants, trousers, to turn their heads with sweet words. When they hear those sweet words, your daughter's response should be, "I know. My dad told me that already. In fact, he has told me much more than you're saying now." Usually, ladies who have strong and involved fathers are not usually tossed around. They are very solid in their reasoning. For the ladies who did not have this, the good news is you have a heavenly father. Remember, if this does not apply to you, don't say amen. But if it applies to you, say amen. Zelophehad passed on. Land was being shared and everybody was receiving enlargement. But the daughters of Zelophehad did not have a brother. So these ladies went to Moses. Numbers chapter 27 verse 4, which says, "Why should the name of our father disappear from his clan just because he had no sons? Give us property along with the rest of our relatives." Moses was with the elders of Israel when the ladies came to plead their case. But at this kind of request, Moses did not ask the elders. Moses turned to God. And this is very, very instructive for those of us who are leaders. Numbers chapter 27, verse 5 to 7 says, "So Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord replied to Moses, 'The claim of the daughters of Zelophehad is legitimate. You must give them a grant of land.'" Guess what? If the daughters of Zelophehad had not spoken, the land would have been shared and they would have no inheritance. But because there was something in them, most likely imparted by their father, that they have an inheritance in God, these ladies could go to Moses and say, "If we have an inheritance in God, why can't we have an inheritance on earth? Now that our father is no more, why should his name disappear because he has no sons?" Think about it. The daughters of Zelophehad broke generational barriers to get their enlargement. What is it that you think is not possible for people of your nationality or tribe to attain? Your case will be different in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, open my eyes to see as I ought to see, so I can claim territories for my generations and the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.